from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They're not the biggest spenders, but they're not cheap. And yet, defensively, they're always elite. Yet they're completely, utterly inept on one side of the ball. That's on the head coach. He's run through coordinators. He's run through quarterbacks. That's on Mike Tomlin. They are awful. They are just inept offensively. Young, old, Mason Rudolph, doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are running for their lives. So this is Mike Tomlin's culture. It's his locker room. It's his offensive coordinator. It's his responsibility. Haven't been good for like 7 years.
Ouch. Mm. But where's the lie? I don't see a lie. That, of course, was Colin Cowherd. He hosts a very popular national radio show, and he is one of the very few national media members who ever gets on Mike Tomlin's case. And I think everything he said was right. Here's the problem. There's no ramifications. I would like to sit here and say, okay, this year is a big one. This year, we're really going to find out. Russ Wilson's won a Super Bowl. Justin Fields has all kinds of talent. It's probably going to be Russ. But those are your two quarterbacks. Significant upgrade over last year. And then maybe the biggest upgrade that you've made all offseason is you hired Arthur Smith and you used to have Matt Canada. So I'd like to say, okay, this year's going to be telling. Can Mike Tomlin figure out the offense? If not, .. It could be the end. It won't be the end. So now we just need to hope that this is a step in the right direction of the Steelers being a modern offense and putting up some points. And I'd like to say, if not, something could happen. No, it's just going to be telling for us. If you can't be better offensively with this, when are you going to get better offensively?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it screams complacency, as we sit here. And if we're talking about, and the Steelers are talking about, hey, let's be better than we were last year, is that really the barometer of what you really should be going off of? And that's the acceptance of, I think, Mike Tomlin over the years, is that we're never going to bottom out. He's going to keep us in the fight. And you never know, once you're in a fight, what could happen and how that could transpire into wins or even making it through the playoffs, a championship, or a Super Bowl. So I think that that's how the Steelers look at it. And we know, like, if you look around the NFL over the 40 years, the last 40 years, like, it is hard to find consistency with the head coaching spot in the NFL. And the Steelers are the number one, probably, franchise in sports that harp on that consistency at the head coach spot. I mean, 3 head coaches in 60 years. Like, we all know this stat. We all know that that's how the Steelers operate. So I think that the complacency of being in the fight is okay with the Steelers organization, because if you're in the fight, then you have a chance. But is that the expectancy for the Steelers, if that makes sense? Like, should that be a team and a franchise that has won many, many Super Bowls in different eras, hasn't won one in, you know, since 2008? Should it be, oh, we are better this year than we were last year? Or should it be, no, we have the right nucleus and the right staff and the right players to actually win a Super Bowl? I think that's even in the discussion anymore, which is crazy.
Just get better. It's time to win a playoff game. That's pretty crazy. Much what Art Rooney II said.
Yeah.
We got to win a playoff game. Been too long since we won a playoff game. Well, that should not be the standard. It'd be better, but better is not where you need to be.
Right.
I'd love to sit here and say, you know what? It's not really fair to criticize Mike Tomlin for the last couple of years as far as the offense is concerned, because you had a rookie quarterback in Kenny Pickett, and you just needed to take your lumps there, and you needed to find ways to win. They did do that, 14-10 with Kenny Pickett as a starter, and my man threw, what, 6 touchdowns or whatever it is. But you do have to criticize Tomlin, because that pick's not getting made if Tomlin's not signing off on it. Mike Tomlin's the one that said it was a competition. Now we're going back 2 years, and yet never gave Kenny Pickett reps. Shoehorns Kenny in the middle of a game where he didn't practice with the first team that week. Decided that Mitch Trubisky was the answer before Kenny Pickett. Last year, turned to Mitch Trubisky ahead of Mason Rudolph. And all the while, I said after Ben's final season, move on from Matt Canada. All of that has to fall under the umbrella of Mike Tomlin didn't do a good enough job. The only time that that offense was good in Ben's final year with Canada was in 2-minute situations at the end of halves and at the end of games. And that's when Matt Canada got cut out. So when Ben left, I said, that guy's offense doesn't work. Ben's offense worked. So get rid of him too. It didn't happen. I feel like the Mike Tomlin defenders, the ones that are out there, and a lot of them in the national media with Colin Cowherd being on the outside, they will say, look, they lost Ben and they've been trying to figure it out. Well, it's his job to figure it out. And offensively, I do think they've hired the right guy, but they hired him too late. And this is just going to be a version of that on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep turnovers down. They want to win with defense. Can you do that today? I don't know.
I don't think so. But I know one thing, that if this looks similar to the last couple of years, at the end of the day, there's only one finger to point, you know, and there's only one person to really stand there being pointed at. Like, you know, we've blamed Kenny. We've blamed Matt Canada. We've blamed Brandy Faitner. We've blamed Ben Roethlisberger of being old. But what's the common thread here? I mean, if this doesn't work now, it's hard not to point the finger at Mike Tomlin and his philosophy and what he wants to do. It really is. And that's – and like you said, you know, to really wrap this around, there's no repercussion for it.
No repercussions. But I'm hoping that if – well, what I'm really hoping is that they score points and win games and everybody's happy. But short of that, the offense is bad. I'm hoping that the Rich Eisens of the world, the Mike Greenbergs of the world, everyone in the national media will finally say, okay, there's a problem going on in Pittsburgh, the way that Colin Cowherd has accurately portrayed that there's a problem going on in Pittsburgh. I think Colin's really good at radio. I think a lot of the times he misses the mark on stuff, and he says a lot of things for shock value. That is the industry, particularly on the national stage. I do happen to think in this instance, this particular one, this very specific one, he has nailed it. And at the end of the year, if we look down and you see the Steelers are in the mid-20s in offensive production, points, yards, whatever, I hope the national media starts realizing that Mike Tomlin is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do happen to think, I laid it all out there, Trubisky and Rudolph and Canada and Kenny and yada yada. I think there's a chance if the Aiyuk stuff doesn't go down, one of the things we're going to throw on there is the trading of Deontay Johnson as a big misstep offensively.
Yes.
And you've nailed that from day one. Maybe the lack of a plan, and that could be Omar Khan, but this screamed Mike Tomlin decision from the get-go. He just didn't think he could work with that guy in the locker room. But now you wind up cutting off your nose to spite your face, because while Russ Wilson's getting sacked for the third time, there's Van Jefferson 3 inches off the line because he can't get off of press man coverage.
Right, right. I would love to have a heart-to-heart with Ryan Clark right now, what he thinks of Mike Tomlin's job.
Ooh.
Like, that's somebody who has played for the guy, has won with the guy, but also Ryan Clark does a very good job of staying modern and understanding the dynamics of coaching and what the NFL and what teams do that are successful, what teams do that aren't successful. Like, if we could, if Ryan Clark could be asked the question, like, do you really think that Mike Tomlin at this point in his career is the right guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers? I really wonder what he would say. Because if you look, it's not hard to just look through the glass and see the Chiefs, clearly. Not hard to look through the glass and see the Bengals and see all these other AFC teams that are doing things a certain way. And Mike Tomlin's really the only coach that does things the opposite way, and it hasn't been working. Like,
Pete Carroll got pushed out. Bill Belichick, he got pushed out.
And I understand that John Harbaugh is very similar to Mike Tomlin, but John Harbaugh has made appropriate moves that are significant.
Yeah, they don't throw the ball all over the yard, but they understand that in order to win, you've got to score points.
Yes.
And when you look up in the top 10, while Lamar Jackson's been there, they're scoring points. Now, it all hasn't always translated into the playoffs. Okay, fair enough. But they're winning divisions. They're getting to the playoffs when their quarterback stays healthy and they're scoring points. You got to score points. Here's a text. Morning, guys. Life without a franchise quarterback is rough. Yeah, it is. But if I don't have a franchise quarterback, or I've got one that I think could be a franchise quarterback, a rookie quarterback from the University of Pittsburgh, I'm going to do everything I can to give that guy the assets to grow and succeed. Look at Miami, and we'll get into Tua later. There's some Tua stuff out there with Brian Flores, formerly of this parish. They give Tua Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They draft another wide receiver. They get him a left tackle. Tua didn't look good. And then all of a sudden, bang.
Yep.
What do the Bengals do? They go out and they draft a guy that he's familiar with, Joe Burrow, and his college buddy in Ja'Marr Chase. They go out. They get T. Higgins. Philadelphia, couple years, not great with Jalen Hurts. What do? Oh, let's go get him A.J. Stinkin' Brown. Unless you've got Pat Mahomes, you got to surround your good young quarterback with good young talent. Look at what Houston's done this offseason.
Titans.
Look at what Will the Titans Levis. Have done. Yeah.
Look at the Jaguars. I mean, every team is doing it, and I think it's not something that's like calculus. Like, you want to surround your young quarterback, your franchise quarterback, and especially if they're on a rookie deal, with talent.
Yes.
That's how you win.
And you know what the Steelers have done? And they've got great defensive players. They've spent all their money on the defensive side of the ball. And maybe that'll change with a Brandon Ayuk. And you're going to pay, we would think, Pat Freiermuth in the coming days or weeks here. But the Steelers not only had a young quarterback, they had an offensive coordinator that was young in the industry, in the NFL, never done it before. And you had young pieces all around Kenny Pickett. So it wasn't just a young quarterback. It was a young offense. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, can't be so easily combed over with, it's hard without a franchise quarterback. Well, surround your guy, whomever he is, franchise quarterback or not, with good players. Is Geno Smith the franchise quarterback? I don't think good player. But you know what? Wasn't good before. Didn't have weapons with the New York Jets. You send him to Seattle, and he's got Metcalf, and he's got Tyler Lockett, and they go out and they get Jackson Smith and Jigba, and all of a sudden, the guy looks pretty good.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield gets to throw the ball to Mike Evans. All of a sudden, the guy looks pretty good. And the Steelers did not invest enough on that side of the ball. So I think Cowherd nailed it. There will be no ramifications here if the offense stinks. But maybe, just maybe, the national media will get on board. Whew. Uh-huh. A really good pre-show. Money first segment. We're off and running, baby.
Yes, we are.
And you can chime in on the conversation on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Dora, can I ask you a question? That, feel free to tell the truth. You don't have to lie just because we're on the radio. Can you smell my coffee breath?
No.
Okay, good. They got great coffee here. Bowser Chevrolet COB out in Monroeville. They got the great coffee machine, the coffee maker. It's reverbing my breath off this microphone up my nostrils, and I just hope it doesn't make its way over to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of far away from you, so no, I'll stay over here.
Okay, good, because we're closer than we usually are.
Right.
It's quite stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Quite stinky.
I'm sure.
All right, coming up next, Broderick Jones spoke yesterday, and I thought he did something that was admirable But I wouldn't have done it if I were him. Tell you what that is. We'll let Doran react to it as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm as healthy as I'm going to get, you know, with the season coming up. But everybody always playing week in and week out with some minor injury or something that they got to push through. So,
when you say you're as healthy as you're going to get, what do you mean by that?
You know, like I said, I play O-line. You know, it's a physical brand of football here in Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, everybody's going to have those little nicks and bruises. But you guys just got to continue to play through.
Is it little? Or is it something that's going to need?
Yeah, it's nothing major.
Elbow, right?
Huh?
Elbow?
Multiple things, you know, so we just got to...
Is the brace inhibiting you? You got the brace on. Is it holding you back in any way?
No. I wouldn't... It's not the brace, you know. Guys may think it is, but it's nothing wrong with the brace. It's just me being able to lock in with football and just continuing to grow as a player and trusting my game and, you know, just going from there. So
that's the Steelers' left tackle. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Right tackle, at least for right now. Supposedly the... future Steelers left tackle. And we were hoping that the future would be now, but it's not. The future is the present. And in the present, he's the right tackle. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Nope.
Okay. I agree it doesn't make sense. What are they doing? Broderick, of course, and admirable. Admirable. Doesn't want to use injuries as an excuse. Was asked 6 different ways about what he's dealing with on that arm. And... he says he's as healthy as he's going to be. So there's a lot, I think, to pick through there. We're going to get to some of the texts reacting to our first segment coming up in a little bit here. But a couple things. One, he's as healthy as he's going to be. Makes me think he's going to be dealing with that elbow injury all year. And he's going to be wearing a brace all year. He doesn't want to use it as an excuse. Yet, when we told Trey Essex he's dealing with that arm elbow issue, he said it kind of made sense to hear that. Based on the flaws that he was exhibiting against Greg Rousseau.
Right.
Didn't get his hands up, you know, whatever. I'm not going to try to get into technical offensive line terminology. There's no doubt it's bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do then. I don't think you can go into this season, and Troy Faltano says he's going to be healthy. He expects to be healthy for game one. He just talked yesterday and said that. I don't think you go with Faltano at right and Dan Moore at left. I still think you need Broderick Jones to play if he's not going to get healthier. Now, if you would tell me that sitting him for a month would get him healthy, I would change my tune on that. But if he's as healthy as he's going to be, and that's what he said, I think you still got to throw him out there even with the injury.
Yeah, I mean, he's your first-round pick. I mean, he's a guy that you trade up for. You need him this year. You need him to be a guy. You need him for the next, you know, maybe even decade. You need to have him out there. Now, there's two courses of action, and you kind of, you know, you talked about one of them. It's, hey, deal with the injury and, you know, hope that he can fight through it throughout the whole season. He's as healthy as he's going to be, but, you know, everybody's banged up right now. Nobody's healthy. Nobody's feeling good right now. You just had camp.
Yeah, from what? When is the point where, all right, guys are just never going to be healthy for the rest of the year? Like day three, camp?
Yeah, probably about a week. Probably about a weekend. Maybe after the first preseason game, like you're just like, okay, like I'm just never going to feel good again. Or you do have about, what, 3 weeks until the first game? Just sit him. And I know that we talked about this yesterday, that you want to see this offensive line and these starters get reps in the last preseason game. If it's going to bother him that bad and is going to inhibit his play on the field, let him rest for the next 3 weeks. You know, let him get treatment every single day for the next 3 weeks. You know, there's two courses of action. Either fight through it, play, get the reps that you need, and gel with this offensive line and this unit, or try to get as healthy as you possibly can, because you do have that window and you do have a break before Atlanta.
This is why I don't get paid billions of dollars to be a coach, because I think you laid it out perfectly. You rest him and you see if he can feel a little bit better for game one, and then you're not gelled at all, or you play him and he's not going to get better, and maybe you do get a chance to gel. Now, I'm watching this video time after time after time of Greg Rousseau, who only had 5 sacks last year, by the way, just working Broderick Jones. The brace is on his right arm. And so, do you think if he's playing left tackle and his healthy arm's on the outside, do you think that changes anything? You know what I mean? Like his bulky, messed up, painful arm when he's at right tackle is the outside arm. You don't think it changes anything?
No, because then if I'm a pass rusher, if I'm Michael Judon, I know that, and I'm told that. And tendencies are the biggest thing in the NFL. You find tendencies, and every move that I would do would go to his inside, and I would attack that arm.
We're going to hear from Arthur Smith coming up in the next segment, and I don't know if in the clip he talks about game planning and their lack thereof. We've used that as something to kind of gas the Steelers up a little bit. Well, they didn't game plan. And when they game plan, the offense can be a little bit better. You're right, though. You flip it around the other way, too. You have to. Turnabout, fair play. They ain't game planning for Broderick. And now you see a wounded animal out there. What are the Lions going after? They're not going for the fast gazelle at the front of the pack. They're going for the one that's limping in the back like Callis.
Right.
That's the one they're trying to eat.
They're going for the stuffed deer.
They're going for Crowley.
Yes.
They're going for the, oh, look at that guy with the skinny little chicken legs. That's the antelope they're eating.
Right. I mean, you set him up with a pass rush move on the outside and then dip inside and then kind of grab that arm and yank it. And then he just gets off balance. And then you actually hit him with the outside. Like, it's a mind game if he is as injured as maybe as it looks. And guys will, they'll tee off on that.
Yeah.
They will.
At left or at right tackle.
It doesn't matter.
I would say, his own words against him, if he says he's as healthy as he's going to be all year and he's not going to get better with any rest, then I'm just going to play him and I'm going to hope that he learns how to play through that and that they're going to take the appropriate measures now from a health standpoint on how to lessen the pain when he plays.
I wonder what type of injury it is, though.
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if he hyperextended it.
Probably. Because that would make more sense of why you wouldn't want to punch, because whenever you punch, you're going to hyperextend it. And if you get locked on, and then it's just going to bend inside more.
Because I would guess it's not a terrible structural thing, or else they'd sit him down.
Right.
And maybe even worse, have to go under the knife or something like that.
Right.
But if it is hyperextended, look, man, like that ain't going to get better. It's just not.
I just brace it up. I'd J.J. Watt and brace it up. You know, J.J. Watt always wore that brace on his arm.
He was at the Steelers facility.
I saw that.
Can he play tackle? People are texting it. We're going to hear from Arthur Smith coming up next because something you've said since game two, he said yesterday, and I think it's worth visiting. But people are texting in, you can't compare Pickett to Tua or Burrow. I didn't. That's not what I was saying. You heard what you wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how Mike Tomlin has failed at developing an offense since Ben. I know Kenny Pickett's not Tua. I know, my God, he's not Joe Burrow. But they didn't do a good enough job of surrounding him with guys to get the most out of the quarterback that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. And you find out, you really get a clean evaluation if there's no Canada and you've surrounded him with more weapons than with a lack of weapons and Matt Canada.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to be a great NFL quarterback. I hope the guy can hang on forever as a backup and get some opportunities, but they didn't do right by Kenny. And they didn't do right by the offense from the shoot here. All right. Coming up next, we hear from Arthur Smith saying something that Doran said for the last couple of days. And so we've got to talk about that.
One, you get into it. Again, what everybody's got different philosophies. Some people are pretty vanilla. We haven't been, you know, game plan. I know that term. Sometimes it sounds like an excuse. You hear that. Oh, we're not going to show anything. But we got to execute. Like, it doesn't matter what's called. I mean, like, we got to block and we got to execute. We got to be at the right depths and all that stuff in rhythm in the pass game when you get into those obvious pass situations, to your point. But there's definitely more of an urgency. Like, the things you talk about as a coach, you know, it's like you tell them, but you don't want that stuff to happen. But that's the sobering reality is if you get behind the sticks and whatever you're doing first, second down, and you're living in third and eight plus, you know, that's a lot to overcome every possession, and we got to get rid of that. And so that's kind of how you look at it. We're not going to go crazy here, you know. Who knows what Detroit's philosophy is, but that's really not our concern. We got to clean our own things up, and we certainly need to stay out of obvious pass situations. And maybe it does limit some of the stuff you may do on third down if you're talking about third and six or less. You may not want to show too much there, but it goes back to this: like, we got to execute. You play zone. We got to be in the right spot. We got to be in rhythm, and we get man. We got to beat man, and obviously we got to protect.
All right, so I did a bad job of editing that clip when we were in there, the studio this morning. He talked about how things have been, and I'm paraphrasing, fairly vanilla offensively. And he also talked about that, and that's Arthur Smith, by the way, about why that was with Russ Wilson in particular. They're still trying to protect Russ, man. He hasn't played a ton. They don't want to re-aggravate that calf injury. So while we have, for the first half hour-ish of the show, talked about some very real issues with the offensive philosophy through the last few years. Well, we talked about the very real and apparent issues with Broderick Jones. You do need to pump the brakes a smidge on all of the quarterback criticisms. And we might be preaching to the choir here in Pittsburgh. I think it's the national media that's really taken that ball and run with it. They really had Russ limited in what they were going to ask him to do, which... Has anybody on this show been saying that for a couple of days?
A little bit.
I think you've nailed that.
A little bit.
Like, hey, Russ, you haven't played a lot. Hey, it's the preseason, and Arthur did get into this. You're asking guys to do things to see what guys could do and to work on specific things. It's like when a pitcher in spring training throws 87 changeups and doesn't throw a fastball. People go, oh, my God, why did he give up 8 runs? Well, because he's not actually pitching. That's kind of what they're doing with this preseason, too.
Look at last year. This is the difference in offensive coordinators. Last year, Matt Canada was like, I'm going to call my plays, and I'm going to go attack defenses like I'm, you know, like the defenses are blind because they're not going to pick up on tendencies. They're not going to game plan for me. So I'm going to call these plays that I know that is going to work, and it's going to look great. It's going to look really good. Now you have an offensive coordinator, and obviously to be determined to see how this all plays out, but you have a legit offensive coordinator who's like, no, I'm going to use this preseason. I know that I can take shots. I know that I can beat the second team unit whenever I have, you know, George Pickens out there. If the second team defense does sub in, I know that George can go over top and win. No, I'm going to work on the things that we need to work on to see if I want to carry this into the season, to see if guys respond to this, to see if things are going to work, and to keep guys out of harm's way like Russell Wilson, who's going to be my starting quarterback. Like, this is an opportunity to experiment, and that's what good offensive coordinators do. Like I said, to be determined if this is going to work out and if this, you know, the Steelers offense is going to look good this year, but this is the appropriate way to attack a preseason is to see how things can possibly fit for the regular season, or do we throw some things out and how guys will respond to it? Last year, you just saw Matt Canada's like, oh, man, I basically, you know, got a vanilla defense. I'm going to attack and it's going to look great and I'm going to have everybody excited. Like, no, you're not working on the real things that are going to happen during the season whenever teams prepare for you.
Yeah, I think he was probably thinking last year, let me gas Kenny up here.
Yeah.
Let me get Kenny some confidence.
Yep.
We know you can win on this route, Deontay Johnson, against the third string corner for Buffalo. You go out there, you make a play. Kenny's going to feel good. We're all going to feel good. But then you kind of get comfortable.
Yes.
Nobody here can get comfortable with what they've done, which is put up no points in five drives with these two quarterbacks with the first team offense. It sounded like, just listening to Arthur talk yesterday, Arthur Smith, the Steelers OC, that they probably didn't want to play Russ, but Russ really wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Russ wanted to get out there. He had the week of practice. He wanted to get out there and go. And so I bet, and he didn't really say this, I bet you Arthur, in a way, felt like he was calling plays with his hands tied behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because it's a preseason game. But I'm sure they do want to get Russ Wilson on the move. I'm sure they want to call bootlegs and rollouts. We haven't seen any of that.
Nothing.
That stuff happens all the time in Arthur Smith offenses. Get a little naked out there. Oh, yeah. And zone read, which I think you're going to see more with Justin than you would with Russ. But you're still going to see some of that. They don't do any of that.
No.
They don't do any of that stuff. And then you compound issues even more. When on the first drive you get a false start, you get tackled on a loss of a couple of yards and you try to get Cordero Patterson involved. That's the kind of thing you're talking about. Like in a regular season game and it's second and 10, you're probably not running a sweep to Cordero Patterson.
Right, or a swing.
Or a swing, whatever it was. I can't remember what happened, but I just remember him
getting the ball on the perimeter. Outside.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So that's the kind of stuff. Hey, we haven't got a lot of burn with Cordero. Let's get him some burn here in the preseason game.
Let's show him in the game on offense.
And show him, right? So other teams go, oh, okay, they're going to use Cordero Patterson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, which is stuff that doesn't happen in the regular season. So I don't want to make excuses for these guys. It's been a putrid offensive output. There's no doubt. You'd still like them to execute better. You'd like to see them, you know, not fumble snaps. You'd like to see, you know, not TFLs on first or second and long. You'd like to see guys get open off the line and not get swallowed up by press coverage. Van Jefferson. These are things you'd like to see, but you're also not game planning. You're also working on specific things, and you've got a quarterback that they're really trying to protect. So I think there are reasons and excuses. There's a lot of reasons why things didn't go well. I don't want to make excuses for the mistakes they made, but the reasons are vanilla and you're protecting Russ. We're going to get into this later in the show. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Will Mike Tomlin suffer his first losing season? There is a prominent ESPN writer that for the third consecutive year has said that the Steelers are going to regress in a big way. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Coming up next, big event coming to Pittsburgh that we got to talk about. And then at the top of the hour, I'll tell you why Russ is definitely the guy. Even though his calf still hurts. Cal's going heavy with his music today. We can't communicate with him. We're having technical difficulties.
You've been humming the music, too.
Every time you do,
you're like, oh, man.
I know.
I think I found a solution.
Oh. It sounds like you're echoing. Find the solution, yay or nay.
So this is my IFB, so I don't know. Maybe this sounds better.
Not to us.
It does not sound better to us, but perhaps it does to the listeners, and they don't know what IFB means. So they're probably right now going, what the hell are they talking about? Well, here's what we're talking about. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the Steelers quarterback battle just isn't real. It's not real. It's a make-believe. It's made up by the national media to get you riled up, and we have some stats that are going to back that up. So I'm excited about that segment coming up at 7 o'clock. Also excited about the Kickoff and Rib Festival presented by Icy Light. It's August 29th through September 2nd at Acrisure Stadium. They have the pronunciation in here, Acrisure. Yeah, we got it by now. Admission is free. National rib vendors, free concerts, football, and fun. Visit acrisure.com/ribfest and join us Labor Day weekend on the North Shore. Can't wait for that. Love Rib Fest. And I feel like it's later this year, or maybe it's just because there's no fourth preseason game. You know what? I think that's what it is. Because usually you get a Steelers preseason game in there, and
right.
You used to have Edmund Nelson on the broadcast,
right.
Who would just have ribs all over his shirt. Yeah. And Bob would be like, tell us a little bit about P. Ryan, the fifth string running back. And he'd be like,
Edmund, those ribs look great.
Those ribs look great, Edmund, don't they?
I just woke up.
I love Rib Fest.
Me too.
Usually it's hot.
The lines are so long.
Long lines, ton of people. But if you've never been, I would suggest going down there for football and fun.
But real quick.
Go ahead,
I have a tough time. So I get there and the lines are so long. And there's just too much for me to pick from. I want to try every single one. And I don't know which one to go to satisfy my rib need. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's almost too much to offer for me, and I get overwhelmed. It's kind of like the Cheesecake Factory, that menu. I want to order everything, but there's 1,000 things on there.
You mean like Ben McAdoo's play sheet?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel the same way. So I usually, when we go down, and we go down most years, we'll go down this year too. I look, all right, we got Texas up in here.
Great.
All right, we got some dry ribs. Okay. Let's do that. A little barbecue on the side.
I feel like I'm always missing out on one stand.
I would like to do one year, go to everyone,
yes,
and compare.
Yes.
Like, just get me like 3 ribs from every place,
yes,
and just compare. But it is tough. It's a mass of humanity. And the one year we drove down, got ribs, drove back to our house. I think I've told this not great story before. Get out of the car, gravel driveway, ribs fall.
Oh.
And then we waited forever. I picked off all the gravel, blew on it a little bit, ribs right to the face, tasted outstanding. By the way, what was it driving in today, like 50-something degrees?
Yeah.
So my shoulder that I, and listen, I know I'm sitting here talking to Mr. Football Guy, and you've dealt with 1,000,000 injuries, and you're all banged up, bruised up, and you forever will be. But my shoulder that I separated back at that wedding,
mm-hmm,
and my ankle, they both hurt today when I woke up.
Getting old.
I was like, what did I do to my ankle? Shoulder always, what did I do? It's just because it's chilly out.
Chilly.
It's chilly,
yep,
and so my ankle and my shoulder hurt.
Yep.
I'm 33.
Not good.
Help me. Do you find that too when you get a little chilly, everything starts hurting more?
Or rain.
Really?
Yeah.
The rain happens, your hip starts throbbing.
Oh, yeah.
What's the girl scary movie where it rains?
Wait, what?
Isn't that Scary Movie? Where it's cold outside and something happens to her breasts?
I don't know.
Was that just a dream I had?
That's probably a dream.
Texter, you guys should do a show from Ribfest so you can sample them all.
Well, we do the pit pregame there, so I get a chance to sample some. Yeah, you know, they'll bring some over. And well, they bring them over to Pomp. They don't bring them over for me, and then I eat Pomps.
That's a good call.
Here, Bob, here, try some of our ribs. He's like, oh, thank you.
Hey, Bob can't eat it all. Bob's not a meat guy anymore. Bob's trying to, he's all veggies from what I understand.
Are you serious?
No, I made that up.
Oh.
Texter, you guys are doing a great job promoting the event. It's too hot, lines are too long, and it's stressful because there's too many vendors.
People are going to go.
It's so, the lines are long, but they do move quick. The lines are so big because it's a great event. It's a great event.
People are going to go. It's Ribfest. It's one of the best events to kick off the summer, kick off the football season. People are going to go.
And beer.
Yes.
Would you rather drink beer at your house or amongst the yinzers? And especially for a pit game, it's fun. Meat, Bob, veggies. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. We're going to want some calls on this if our technical difficulties are a thing of the past. 412-928-9370. Hotline presented by Sullivan Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. National media says that there's a quarterback controversy here in Pittsburgh. I got one stat. That's it. All I need, one stat to tell you why there is no controversy. We'll give you that stat. We'll talk about it and you can call us next. But first, it was Scary Movie. No, it was Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
It was Mean Girls.
Yes.
Not Scary.
Yes.
Thank you, Texters. Appreciate
big
that.
Big difference there.
What did I do there?
Big difference in movies.
Right. What an idiot. It's because of the weather. It's cold. I can't think. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.